And now, Your Big Years with Will Batchelor on City Talk 105.9.
He's right, you know, how you doing? It is City Talk 105.9 and this is Your Big Years with me, Will Batchelor. It is the show that each and every week invites a new guest into the studio to sit back, muse, look back upon their life and choose the five most pivotal years, the ones that changed the course of their love life, their career. From each of those years, we will play one great piece of music. Sounds good, doesn't it? Good. Stick around, because my guest today is Annabelle Apsian. Hello, Annabelle.
Hello. It sounded like you said nudist, not new guest.
You can be nudist if you want.
Your Big Years with Will Batchelor on City Talk 105.9.
I'm looking forward to this. I've said before on this show, I'm a massive fan of Shameless, and obviously I'm a massive fan of Brookside as well. So naturally, I will be excited to say my guest for today is Tina Malone. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Will. He was just a wonderfully influential man. He was very cultured, very intelligent, and he made me follow my dreams. And it was quite ironic, really, that I'd done a lot of theatre then and a lot of TV. And 3 days after he died, I got my first ever nomination from the Manchester Evening News for Best Actress. And I just put the nomination in his coffin. It was something he'd always said to me. You will win awards.
And joining me for this hour is Derek Ponting, the author of Dear Mam, Letters and Memories of a Liverpool Soldier in Vietnam.
I mean, you could go days without a contact. You get a bit lackadaisical after a while when you don't seem to realise that you're making contact. But when you do make contact with them, all hell breaks loose.
Did you ever think, yeah, this isn't even my war? I'm from Britain, we're not at war with Vietnam. What am I doing here?
No, that never crossed my mind, funny enough. Suppose, yeah, but now that you've mentioned it, I should have done, you know.
I'm surprised I'm the first one to make you think that. Choosing his five biggest years this week is an icon of my youth, and that's not intended to make you feel old, by the way. It's Duncan Goodhue. How are you, Duncan?
Yeah, but great. Well, you know, I don't feel that old because I haven't gone grey and I haven't lost any hair.
This is true.
So I'm feeling great. And Boss walked up, seeing that there'd been a bit of an accident, and said, so will he swim for the school? And I was so shocked, and I looked from my shoe, stitching on my shoes, up into Boss's eyes, and Boss looked into my soul. And in the background, Paddy Garrett said, he'll swim for the county, he'll swim for the district, he'll swim for the country, and he'll go probably beyond that.
A guest today, I'm quite excited about this, it's Peter Dairy, a.k.a. Digsy. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
Of the Sums?
Yes.
Shall we get the Oasis reference out the way early?
Quickly as possible.
I can't promise I won't return to it occasionally.
One night we were all in the Real People studio.
Yeah.
Just having a jam and, you know, and a drink and stuff, and I just started singing, guess what I have for me tea, guess what I have for me tea. It was lasagna. And then he phoned me up the next day and was saying, "That what was you singing the last night?" I said, "I don't know, it was just off the top of my head." And he said, "Well, I've got this song with lasagna in it, can I call it Dixie's Dinner?" I said, "Do what you want." But unfortunately, he's been albatross around my neck now for many years.
It's very different now. I mean, Guildford's a fantastic place to live, but when I was growing up there, it was very conservative,
yeah,
with a small C. You know, people didn't talk to you in our streets. I'm sorry to say, the lady next door never said hello to my parents, and then she came round one day, and I thought, oh, she's coming to say hello, and I answered the door, and she said, "Would you take your grandmother's knickers off the washing line, because I can see them from my dining room window, and they've been there for 3 days, and people were just kind of mean.
City Talk 105.9, this is Your Big Years with me, Will Batchelor, in the company for the next hour of Steve Hackett, formerly of Genesis, now a solo musician.
I was 15 in 65, and at that point you'd had the influx, the Beatles, the Stones, so mid-60s, great time in music as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But I thought at that point, you know, it would be really nice if I was able to make a living as a musician. I didn't know whether I could or not, because you know, no one really knows what's in front of them, but I just practiced like crazy. So when I got home from school every day, the real work started then. You know, by the time I picked up the guitar and the harmonica and tried to play them at the same time.
Will Batchelor, Your Big Years on City Talk 105.9.